In fact, the spokesperson of the Commission was asked whether the chairmanship of the AU of President Mugabe would change anything. And in fact, she wanted to refer to the standard international diplomatic practice, which says that whenever a person who is under a travel ban has to participate in an international event for the well-being of the world, he can obtain a waiver. So what she wanted to say is basically, okay, as a chair of the African Union, he may have to represent Africa more often in international fora, and he will, as in the past, be able to ask for ad hoc waivers, like he did last year when he went to the Vienna summit on the landlocked countries, or when he goes to the Vatican or something like that, so he can obtain ad hoc waivers, like as in the past.
Lastly, in coming up with the decision, what issues will be the EU looking at here?
Well, you have to look to the initial decision of 2002, and the situation will be assessed on that basis. But again, I'm not here anticipating any of the council decisions. Now it's the sovereign right of the council decision to justify its decision. So let's wait another 10 days, and you will have the information you want. So exactly 2 weeks.